Gold, Central Victoria. It's the Wake Up Call with Robbo and Steve this morning. And time to have a look at what's happening in the world of cycling. Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers in the Hargraves Mall. Pop down and see Paul, Judy or Noel. They'll look after you. Good morning, Noel.
Morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve. How are you both?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Hey, we're going to talk about the Tour of Basque. Alexander Evans taking part in that. Before we do, one of us here has actually been to the Basque area of Spain.
Well, yes, I know it well. Actually, well, I was there for one night because I got the overnight train from France when I was about 19. Went to sleep because I'd had such a bad night on the dock. Woke up and there was a man, obviously a separatist of some kind, with an AK-47 rifle just standing over me, wondering what I was doing asleep on the dock. So that's my experience. Wow. It's not cycling, but it's an experience.
And yet, you know the old saying, they say, the sights you see when you haven't got a gun. This bloke had a gun.
Yeah, well, that was a part of Spain that was their own separate country. That's why it's called the Basque country, and they try to get their own freedom for a long time. Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, let's get back to cycling and a young Bendigonian who's been belting around Basque in the Tour, Alexander Evans. How'd he go?
He didn't finish in the end. He did such a good job. On the last stage, I reckon half the field got eliminated. He rode pretty well. It was the hardest tour, one of the hardest races I've ever seen. They had all of the big hitters from the Tour de France in there, the podium from first and second, third and last year. And Primoz Roglic, he just went nuts. He lost his leader's jersey and he ended up getting the leader's jersey back and he won the Tour. But the rate of attrition was high. Like, it was a real baptism of fire for anybody in that bike race. And it's a learning experience for Alexander. He did a good job. But it was one of the hardest tours I've ever seen. Wow. Amazing amount of people just belting each other. It was incredible.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic. Well, you know, I don't think we realise sometimes the step up between, you know, whatever you're doing in Australia and when you get over there, it's a world apart, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I've been in contact with him. He said it was really hard. Yeah, probably the hardest thing he'd ever done because the speed of that race would have been so high because Primoz Roglic and Tadej Pogacar, the two guys in the Tour de France who battled last year, like, they're really good. Like, they're the number one and two in the world. And when they want to win something, they're going to make that pace so high, and it's hard for anybody. You know, like Alexander's trying to learn as a young pro over there. And, a lot of a bigger name Australian riders didn't finish either, like Simon Clark and Miles Scottson and guys that have been out there for several years. They didn't finish the race either, so it must have been pretty tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, good on him anyway. Fantastic. Yeah.
So, Wagga to Albury. Peter Mullins went well.
Oh, did she ever. Yeah, that was an amazing race. That's a hard race. I rode that one many years ago, and Timmy Decker, he's former Bendigo coach, he's the coach of the Olympic cycling team. He brought over the whole Olympic track team and they rode in that too. And they actually won. What's his name? Young Lee Howard from the Olympic team won the bike race. But Peter hung on with them, with the guys, and was handicapped and she was caught and hung on with the leaders from the Olympic squad. And she got 11th outright and fastest female. So good ride to Peter Mullins there. It's 145 Ks. It's good effort.
Jeez, I get tired driving that. This weekend, Saturday, the Chukamauama Criterium. I believe they've got a very experienced and famous commentator coming to it.
Yeah, I've been blessed there to be able to do that one, Mark. That'll be a good crit. That's around the Chukamauama Velodrome in Moama. And Criterium's very interesting. Like, they're very user-friendly. You can just park your car and watch. And I think we kick off, I'll be there around 10, we kick off just before 11 o'clock with the little kids first, the under 11s, and it goes right through to the elite A-grade men and women later on in the day. So that'd be a big day, probably go from 10 o'clock in the morning till, you know, dusk. So it'd be a big day up there at Chukamauama. So come up, everybody, at the Velodrome, Saturday in Moama.
And there's something going on Sunday. What's happening then?
Yeah, Bendigo District Cycling Club have a road race out at Newbridge, which is just out the road. And that's around about 55 kilometres, first of their road classics for the year. That should be a good race too. And also over in Casterton, there's a big weekend of cycling over there, the Wal Smiths weekend of cycling, which Olivia Sands in that, and a lot of Bendigo riders attending that one too. So it's a weekend that's a bit oversubscribed, you know. There's that many races on it just in one bang. It's incredible.
Yeah, and Casterton, sponsored by Sens Jewellers, I believe, as well, that event.
It is, Robbo. I've been making the medal for that this week. It's the 75th edition of that race, which is a lot of history there.
Wow.
And I'll make a winning medallion every year for the winner.
Lovely.
And it's a beautiful medallion with a picture of Walt Smith, and I just finished it off yesterday.
Oh, terrific.
So hopefully my brother might be able to present that for me. He doesn't know yet because I won't be there, of course. So good
of
luck
course
to whoever wins that in Casterton.
Yeah. Yeah, as you say, big weekend coming up, mate. Thanks so much for that, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Robbo. Thanks, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
You too. Cheers. Noel Sens, Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mal, our cycling expert on the Wake Up Call.